Chevy Van by the immortal Sammy John, 720 WGN with John Landecker. We're not going out in a Chevy van, but we're going in a van, that's for sure. Kim White is with us on the phone. Good evening, Kim. Thanks for joining us at WGN.
Hi. Yep, I don't have a Chevy van, but I do have a Ford Transit.
I know. If I could find a song about a Ford Transit van.
Well, I guess you're just going to have to write one.
Well, all right, then I will. So this is a great story. It was in the Tribune, and the pictures were awesome. And it's a totally unique answer to a problem and a question that has been gone and debated by Chicagoans for the past months. And that is the opening or closing of restaurants, how they can survive. What are they going to do? What are the solutions? And I haven't seen or heard a more devoted couple who attacked that head on. Tell us what you did.
Well, we've always loved dining out, and restaurants have been part of our life. My husband, when the recession had hit years ago, he found employment in our friend Steve Palmer's restaurant, Palmer Place in LaGrange, as a bartender, and that, you know, kept the lights on.
Right.
And then my daughter, when she was in nursing school, she was a server, and that helped her get through that. My son-in-law is a chef. And so we're really connected with the restaurant industry, with, you know, family and friends. And, you know, shutting down the restaurants, I understand, I do, but there's so many people who are really hurting and out of work. And I know I can't help directly the wait staff and the bus boys and, you know, and all those people, but if we can just keep those restaurants afloat through this, they're going to be able to employ those people back. And it's just so important that they have something to go back to. And they're such, you know, a cornerstone of a neighborhood or a village. And you lose that. You lose part of the soul of the community.
So basically, if I understand this correctly, with that as the backstory, mm-hmm. you decided with your husband to address it head on by pretty much making your own mobile restaurant.
Yeah, we had a couple of other things go on this summer. My husband, because we both have gig jobs, all of our work is gone. We've been out of work since March.
And then
at the end of June, we got another hit because my husband, we found out that he had 4-stage colon cancer, which he's under treatment, and he's doing remarkably well. So we're very hopeful. But part of the joy that we've always had throughout our whole married life is being able to go out and eat, to share mm-hmm. a meal. And we would always say, you know, there's a couple of different ways you can eat. You can have your meal that can feed the body, and then you have a meal that feeds your soul. Mm-hmm. And it encompasses so much. And part of that is in the dining out, you have a connection not only with the food, but with the people who prepared it. And it just makes it that much more special. So, you know, we were still going out to eat, you know, in the summer, being able to do the safe outdoor dining. But then when the next mandate was to hit, which was, I think, October 23rd, we were driving around. We were talking about how depressed we were going to be because we wouldn't be able to go out to eat, you know, that one little joy that we had. And that was on the 21st, the Wednesday. And my husband just said, you know, wouldn't it be great if we had an RV and we had like a dining room table and we could just pull up to a restaurant and just eat in their parking lot? And I said, you know, I can change the Ford Transit and do that. And so the next day, I went and bought a folding 4-foot table, and I put our folding chairs out there, put Doug wanted a red and white checkered tablecloth, so I went to the restaurant supply place and put that on there, put candles, put lights up in the van, and then on the first, so the day of the mandate, we took it to Mission Barbecue, partly because we like barbecue, but partly because we really appreciate what they're doing for our troops.
You know, and that's another fine attribute of that institution, but I remember back a few weeks ago, it seems like ancient history now, but it's not that long ago, where the Restaurant Association had a contest, I believe it was, for designing different ways to eat outdoors, and there was even a prize involved, and some of the designs included like building a bubble. I can't remember.
Oh, yeah, those igloo things.
Yeah. Remember that?
But
I didn't see anybody approach it the way you did, which actually works. I mean,
it does. It does, and it's fine. Now, people have said, oh, you should rent that out. Now, we really can't rent it out. You know, there's a whole liability thing.
What if somebody's
getting in and out of yours or whatever? You know, and here, we're going to give you the keys to our car. Go.
No. I mean, go get your own van. I mean,
exactly. And this is what I'm thinking. If a restaurant takes their catering van that they're not using right now and they change it up, put it in front of the restaurant, and you can reserve a time in their van, that would work.
Oh, totally. We're just getting into this. This is the most workable idea I've heard this entire COVID season, and we'll have more when we come back at 720 WGN.
But Alice's Restaurant is not the name of the restaurant. That's just the name of the song.
Oh, that makes sense.
And that's why I call the song Alice's Restaurant.
Well, I guess that's one stop you won't be making. That's Arlo Guthrie's Alice's Restaurant. The reason we're just using a little restaurant music to get back to Kim White and what her husband and she accomplished in attempting to take head on the problems that Chicagoland restaurants have been having over the past months. We've heard about it continually. There were all sorts of pleas, contests, how are we going to do this, citations, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so the idea that you and your husband came up with was converting the rear of your Ford, what kind of van?
It's a Ford Transit, so it's a cargo van. It's a cargo van, and it has a high roof, so we can put a 4-foot table in there, and we have plenty of headroom.
And does the door open, pardon my ignorance, is it like a hatchback, or does it open sideways?
It opens sideways.
Okay.
Yeah, so we have the sliding doors on the side, and then it's just saloon-type doors, you know, that open up out in the back.
So you tell us how you set up the table. The table is set up towards the rear of the van.
It is. It's set up kind of toward the rear. And so when we open the doors, if this is the really cute thing that's happened. The first time we thought, well, we'll just get the food and we'll bring it in from the little carry-out boxes and we'll replate it.
Right.
Because we were tired of eating out of takeout boxes.
Yes, yeah. I can relate to that, yeah.
You know, you have all of that, you know, beautiful plating that people would do, and you have that feast for the eyes before your taste buds, and you're missing that. And plus, you know, if you pick up takeout and you take it home, the cheese isn't as melty when you get home.
It's not the same. No.
And so when we started doing this and the word got round, people at restaurants, they were saying, no, let us plate it for you. Serve you. Because it's something they haven't been able to do for months. The other night when we were at Gatto's, he said, this is just as good for your soul as it is ours.
I'll bet. You know, many responsible restaurateurs feel, I've heard it said, because I've known some, feel that running their restaurant and putting out is a little bit like show business, to the extent that every evening they are presenting a specific presentation. They are presenting.
Well, that's why you have breads and circuses.
Exactly.
It's the whole package.
It includes the service staff, the way the food is plated, the color. I mean, some
and
restaurants.
And it's the connection with the people.
Yeah, it certainly is. So can you tell me the places that you've been in the van?
Mm-hmm. So we live in Lombard, so we wanted to hit a couple of our local places. Yeah. Babcock's Grove is one of our favorite places that, you know, pre-COVID, we would go there almost on a weekly basis. And so we wanted to highlight them. And we also wanted to highlight Courageous Bakery in Elmhurst, because a portion of their profits goes for cancer research, because the owner's sister had cancer and had beat it. And so, you know, those were kind of ones that we wanted to do. But then we've had recommendations. So a friend of ours really liked Pinecone Cottage Tea House in Downers Grove. We had never heard of it. We love trying new things. Mm-hmm. So we went there, and they were thrilled because they're a tea house. Their teapots have been collecting dust for months. And so they were able to pick out a couple and wash them up and use those. And they are excited about this as much as we are.
I'll bet. Now, what was the total cost, do you think?
Under $100.
Under $100?
Under $100, yeah.
Wow. Well, who wouldn't want to do that? I mean, that is... And you pull in, and instead of going in or taking out, they bring the plated dinner to your dinner table, which is inside your van.
Yes. Yeah, and so, you know, one of them, we went to Rosemary and Jean's, which is a wonderful Italian place here in Lombard, and they were so excited to plate everything. You know, it's like they wanted to use their dishes, and they were just absolutely giddy. And, you know, and so our excitement and their excitement combined, it just makes for a fantastic evening.
Now, how is this? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. No, and the other thing is, you don't have to have a Ford Transit to do this.
No.
One of our friends, when she heard about this, she went and found a couple of lap desks, and she put those in her car, and they have started to do this from the front seat of their car.
Well, you know, many automobiles today have a variety of configurations for the seating that is in the vehicle. Back seats fold down, they fold up, hatchbacks. Large RVs, you know, mom vans, so to speak, for lack of a better term, soccer mom vans. I mean, I have a little tiny Honda Fit, and it even has, I was thinking about it as we're doing this conversation. Okay, now what do I would need to do to open that?
Those are pretty deep. You can fit a lot in those things.
Oh, no, you can. I know.
Fit. Really? Oh, my gosh. I heard someone put a deep freeze in the back of theirs.
I put a 65-inch television in the back of it.
Yes.
And transported it. So, I mean,
absolutely.
My wife would go nuts. This would be the greatest thing. Now,
my husband goes, throw a couple beanbag chairs in the back.
Absolutely. What? How is the weather going to affect this?
Really not at all, because, you know, we drive to the restaurant, we keep it running, you blast the heat, you know, it gets a little chilly when you open up the doors and you get served, but then you shut the doors up and it gets warm enough that you're taking your coat off.
Wow.
You know, so it's really working out well, and that's why I think that really if people have catering trucks for their business, you know, they're not going out and doing big events right now, put a table in there. And, you know, maybe you need a couple little steps or something for somebody to get in and use that.
You know, I just got this image of almost like a restaurant parking lot being sectioned off like a drive-in movie. And there's just a whole array of different vehicles, and they serve them.
But, you know, A&W's and Sonic's have been doing
it. what's that one on the Northwest side? Super Dog? Yeah, all of them. Yeah, this has been going on for ages. It's just this
event. Yeah, so instead of bringing you just a little basket wrapped up, bring a plated meal.
Oh, man, that is such a great idea, Kim. I just think it's the greatest idea. And I have a recommendation, by the way.
Yes.
I do. It seems that Michelin-starred chef Curtis Duffy of a restaurant called Ever has added a Go Burger side gig. It is two Reeve Burger stacks on two Angus beef patties with thick Vienna pickles. This is a 3-star Michelin rated restaurant.
Wow. And it's called Ever, E-V-E-R?
I believe so. I'm just reading it from the paper. Michelin-starred chef Curtis Duffy, and it's $19 per burger, and it comes with fries. So if
that's cool.
If a restaurant that high-end, you know what I mean? That high-end is adapting with a burger, okay, it's $19, but it's Angus beef, and it's, you know, you've got yourself a 3-star Michelin chef making this stuff.
Yeah.
It would be worth a visit. I mean, come on.
There's so many restaurants, and that's the other thing, too, is, you know, we were originally just going to kind of stay in our area, but we're going to expand out a bit, and it's been fun because there's been people that have been saying, hey, we want to sponsor one of your dinners. And they've, like, Zelled me money, and I'm like, well, you can do that, but you have to tell me what your favorite restaurant is.
Right.
And then we will use that to go to that restaurant. And then we're, you know, because we have the Facebook page and Instagram, and we just started a YouTube channel today, so it doesn't have anything on it yet. But so we can promote these restaurants, because when you put it on social media with some great pictures of their food, it will go, hey, you know, I got to go try this place out.
Exactly. And if you have the vehicle constructed that allows you to immediately go do that, without even getting out of the car and having a dining experience as opposed to a drive-in experience. Thank you so much for being with us. I love this idea, and I hope people, and it really doesn't take that much effort to pull it off.
No, it doesn't.
Really glad that you thought of it, and bon appetit.
Thank you. Well, and the one thing I think, if you're going to do it, take paper towels with you.
That's the voice of the expert. Thank you so much, Kim.
Absolutely. You have a good night.
You too.